appreciate Rachel and Becky singing that. They had been working on it, and then whenever we got to the passage today and the sermon today, I said, well, a song about storms, when you're preaching about storms, it seems to work pretty well together. So we'll go with that. And so we're going to be in Luke chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. And I just want to, again, invite you to come and join us tonight. At 5 o'clock, we'll sing a couple songs, and I'll preach out of 1 Samuel. And you say, well, that's the Old Testament. Well, I try to make it as interesting as possible. But, you know, God's Word is always interesting. I don't have to really try to make it interesting. It is. And then we'll go and we'll fellowship together, and that's really what we want to do, is just have a time of fellowship. And you say, well, Brother Shane, I'm diabetic. That's fine. We'll have coffee and water for you. You can come back there and join us. And you know what? I'm diabetic too, but I'm going to eat some ice cream. So, you know, y'all just come on and join us, and we'll have a great, great time tonight. Luke chapter 8, beginning in verse 22. Now it happened on a certain day that he got into the boat with his disciples, and he said to them, let us cross over to the other side of the lake. And they launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him, and they awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. But he said to them, where is your faith? And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, who can this be? For he commands even the winds and water, and they obey him. Now I want you to, we're going to look here in Luke, but we're also going to look in Mark's gospel today, because Mark adds a couple of little interesting details that will help in the message that I want to share with you today. And so Mark chapter 4, if you'll turn back to Mark chapter 4, and we're going to begin in verse 35. This is Mark's account of the same thing. Mark 4, verse 35, Mark says, and the same day. Now understand, Luke said on a certain day. Mark says it was the same day. The same day is what? The same day that he's doing all of this teaching. Jesus had been by the seashore teaching. The crowds became so large that he gets on board of one of the little fishing boats and pushes out from the shoreline, and that little boat becomes kind of a pulpit for him. But it was on that same day that he was doing all of this teaching from that boat. Mark goes on to say, on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him alone in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? I want to talk to you this morning about storms. Not the kind of storms that come in lightning and thunder and howling winds, but the kind of storms that come in life. And there are really only two things that I want to share with you this morning. I want to talk with you a little about some of the things you ought to know about life storms, and then I want to close by sharing with you some things you ought to do in life storms. When you think about the storms of life, there are some things you ought to know and there are some things you ought to do. So let's first of all think about what you ought to know about life's storms. And first of all, you need to understand that the storms of life can come very suddenly and unexpectedly. Life's storms can come very suddenly and very unexpectedly. There in Mark's gospel, the Bible says in verse 35, on the same day, when you go back over to verse 1 there of Mark, the Bible says in the same chapter, chapter 4, and he began to teach by the sea, and a great multitude was gathered to him, so that he got into the boat and he set it out in the sea, and the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea. And so if you go back to verse 1 of this chapter, there's not any hint of a storm that's there. There's no lightning that is flashing. There's no thunder that is roaring. There is no winds that are blowing. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. The people were eagerly listening. Jesus is there in that little boat on the stillness of the sea of Galilee, and he's teaching the word of God to these people, and everything was fine. And the Bible tells us that when the evening was come, he made a decision. He said to the disciples, "Let's go to the other side." Now, there was a reason for that. Jesus needed to rest. And if he had not gone to the other side, then he would not have any rest, because the people would not have let him rest. And so all day long, everything had been just fine. There had been no threat of storm, no hint of a storm. Everything is going well. Now the sun is setting and it's time to move on. And so this storm just suddenly comes very swiftly, without any prior notice, no advanced warning. It was not an expected thing. And I want to tell you, that's the way life's storms come. Everything is fine until that phone rings. Sometimes everything is fine until two policemen come knocking at your door. Sometimes everything's going well until you go into the doctor's office for that routine checkup, and maybe you hear the most frightening words you've ever heard in your life. Everything could be rosy and wonderful and happy and carefree one second, and in one call, one visit, one word, your whole life is turned upside down. Life's storms can come very swiftly, suddenly, unexpectedly. I'll tell you another thing about life's storms. Sometimes they can be very severe. The Bible says in the Gospel of Mark that there was a great storm, and that word great means exceedingly great. It means mighty. It means big. It means grandiose. It means loud. It means furious. It was a great storm, and sometimes the storms of life can be very severe. Sometimes they can be very devastating to your very life, and your life will never be the same as a result of the storm that comes. It could be the storm of sickness or the storm of disease or the storm of death, but most of the time those storms are very severe. I'll tell you something else you need to know about life's storms. Not only do they come very unexpectedly and suddenly, but sometimes, not only are they very severe, but sometimes they can be very overwhelming. The Bible says in Mark and in Luke that the boat was filled with water. The disciples are overwhelmed. And sometimes life's storms can overwhelm you. Now, I know how we are as American people. You know, we think, man, there's nothing that can overwhelm us. We think, there's nothing that can ever overtake us. Man, we're big people. We're macho people. Hey, we're from the heart of Dixie. Man, we live in the Bible Belt. We are the buckle of the Bible Belt. We are strong enough. We're big enough. We're tough enough. We're bold enough that we can handle anything that comes our way until the storm comes. And when that storm comes, all of our strength is gone. All of our anchors are swept away. And all of a sudden, we become overwhelmed. It's just too much. It's too big. And we think we can handle it, but we really can't. Sometimes life's storms can be overwhelming. Let me tell you another thing. Not only do you need to know that sometimes life storms come very swiftly and unexpectedly, and that they can be very severe, and that they can be very overwhelming, sometimes they can even make you question the love of God. Luke doesn't tell us, but Mark does. Mark says the disciples, they not only went to the back of the boat where Jesus was asleep to wake him up and to tell him of the storm. Mark says they asked the question, "Teacher, Master, Jesus, don't you care that we're perishing? Don't you care that this storm has come up in our life?" What a question to ask the Son of God. Where is God? Don't you even care? Doesn't He see the heartache of my heart? Doesn't He see the burden of my soul? Doesn't He know the weariness of my spirit? Does He even care that I'm in the throes of the worst storm of my life? You need to know those things about storms. Because you may say, "Well, look, it ain't ever going to happen to me." The Bible says, be careful, because when you think you cannot fall, you probably will. You see, all of us can handle life's little storms. I mean, these little storms, they come up all the time. But when those big storms come, those overwhelming storms, those storms that can even get you to question whether or not God really cares, what do you do? What do you do? And that's the second thing I want to talk to you about. I've shared with you what you ought to know about life storms, but now I want us to talk about what to do in the midst of them. And first of all, I would say to you, you need to remember the promise of Jesus. Now look there in Mark's gospel again, and it's also in Luke's as well. In Mark 4, Jesus 35, Jesus said, "Let us pass over to the other side." Luke says this way. Luke says that Jesus said, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." Now notice that Jesus did not ask a question. He did not say, "Men, do you think that we could or we should go over to the other side of the lake?" He did not ask a question. He didn't even make a request. He didn't say, "Hey, would you mind taking me over to the other side of the lake?" There was no request to it. There was no question about it. I want to tell you what it was. It was a promise. Jesus said, "We're going to the other side of the lake. Men, get in the boat. We're going to the other side." Now, I want you to understand that from the very moment Jesus made that promise that we are going to the other side, there was no longer any question about whether or not that little boat was going to make it to the other side. It didn't matter what storm may come. It didn't matter what may happen. It didn't matter if a great fish showed up. It didn't matter about the wind. It didn't matter about the waves. It had nothing to do with the disciples. It had nothing to do with the condition of the boat. It all rested upon the promise of Jesus. We're going to the other side. This is the promise I'm giving you. And it don't matter what happens in between. We're going to the other side. And when Jesus said that, it was settled. It was a promise that Jesus made himself. It was a promise of a destination. Jesus said, "Fellas, we're going to the other side." And in chapter 5, verse 1 of Mark says, "And they came to the other side." Now listen, as Christians, Jesus has promised to you and me a destination. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also." That is a promise of God. Heaven, the destination of heaven, is a promise of God. We have the promise of a destination. We are heading for God's house. We are heading to the other side. Now listen, as we make our way to God's house, as we make our way to the other side, sometimes the winds blow. As we are making our way, the lightning flashes. As we are making our way, the thunder rolls. As we are making our way, sometimes our hearts are made to wonder, and sometimes we become afraid, and sometimes we question whether or not God is loving us anymore. But I tell you, in the midst of the storm, you have a promise. God has promised you that you're going to make it to the other side. No matter what, you're going to make it to the other side. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. We're pilgrims. We're strangers. We're wanderers. We're just scattered about this globe. But as Christians, we're all on our way home to heaven. And if you're not a Christian, you're on your way home to another place of hell. But we're all on our way. And when the storms come, those storms that can be so unsettling, those storms that can be so disrupting, those storms that can be so threatening, we need to remember the promise of Jesus. We're going to the other side. We're going and we're going to make it. We're going to be there on the other side. I'll tell you a second thing. Not only should you remember the promise of Jesus, you should also rest in the presence of Jesus. Luke says it this way in verse 23. Luke says, "But as they sailed, he, Jesus, fell asleep." Verse 24, "And they came unto him and awoke him." Luke reminds us that Jesus is in the boat with him. Mark says it like this, "And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship." Jesus was in the boat. Now listen to me. When life storms come, Jesus is in the boat. When the storms come, remember the anchor hold. What is the anchor? Well, I believe the anchor is the church. Oh, no. The anchor is not the church. Listen, a tornado could come along and tear this place down. Well, I believe the anchor is doctrine. No. The anchor is the indwelling presence of Jesus. That's the anchor. And that wonderful song says, "I have been young, but I'm older now. And there has been beauty these eyes have seen. But it was in the night, through the storms of my life, that's when God proved His love to me." The anchor holds. Though the ship is battered, the anchor holds. Though the sails are torn, I have fallen on my knees and I have faced the raging sea, but the anchor holds in spite of the storm. And listen, the ship is battered and the sails are torn, but Jesus is still in the boat. He's the anchor. And you have to rest in the presence of Jesus. We can rest in the presence of Jesus. You don't have to worry about Him. He's always present. Jesus said, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you." You remember, they said back in the Old Testament, "Make the fire 7 times hotter than ever before, and take those 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and throw them into the furnace." And they did. And the 2 men that threw them into the furnace, the fire was so hot
that even those men that threw them in were burned. And after enough time had expired for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to be nothing but ashes, the king said, what do y'all see in there? And one of the men, with undeniable guts, peered over into there to see what he said. And he said, well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're all laughing and talking and dancing. He said, but I also see a fourth man. Well, who's that? He's the Son of God. And they brought Shadrach out of the fire, and they brought Meshach out of the fire. They brought Abednego out of the fire. And the Bible says that none of them were harmed. The Bible says they weren't burned. And interestingly enough, the Bible said they didn't even smell like smoke. But what about the fourth guy? Hey, he's still in the fire. Why? Because he knows me and you are going to be there one day. We're going to find ourselves in the fire. We're going to find ourselves in a heap of trouble, in the middle of a storm, and he's still there. And he's waiting for us to get there. I want to tell you, when life's storms come, you will never be by yourself. I've seen the lightning flash. I've heard the thunder roll. I've felt sin's breaker dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But in the midst of it all, I'm never alone. No, no, never alone. Oh, listen. He has promised to never leave me, to never leave me alone. You can remember the promise of Jesus. We are going to the house. You can rest in the presence of Jesus. He's with me. This storm is too big for me, but it's not too big for Him. This storm is going to overwhelm me, but it's not going to overwhelm Him. He's tough. You try to destroy Him with water, He'll walk on the water. You try to destroy Him with fire, He'll refuse to burn. You try to destroy Him with wind, He'll just tell it to stop blowing. He's God, and He's with you, and He's always present. And one other thing. When life's storms come, remember the promise of Jesus. Rest in the presence of Jesus. And thirdly, rely on the power of Jesus. Now look at this. Luke says that Jesus, when He wakes up, that He rebukes the wind. Mark says it like this, that He rebukes the wind and the sea. And all Jesus does is He stands up and He says, peace. And peace means hush. And you could just hear the wind blowing. I mean, it had come up suddenly. It had come up swiftly, a great storm of wind. And it was blowing that little boat around. And Jesus looks at the wind and He says, hush. And those sea billows that were rolling and rocking that little boat about to go under, the waves could be as much as 20 feet high, and Jesus said, be still. And that means be muzzled. Put a muzzle on it. Peace. Hush. Be still. And the wind stopped blowing, and the waves stopped rolling. And the disciples said, what manner of man is this? And Jesus said to him, why are you so afraid? Where's your faith? I want to tell you something. When the storms of life come, and you can rest assured that they're coming. Many of you have already been through some. Some of you are in some right now, and some of you just keep living. They're coming. But when the storms come, you're going to face that storm in one or two ways. You're either going to face them in fear or you're going to face them in faith. When the storm comes, you're either going to face it in fear or you're going to face it in faith. Well, Brother Shane, how do I know the difference? The difference is fear looks at the storm. Faith looks at the Savior. I don't think you heard that. Fear looks at the storm. Faith looks at the Savior. And so you can, listen, you can spend the storms of life and you can spend all your time looking at the storm and you can be afraid, or you can look at the Savior in faith. Well, Brother Shane, will the storm stop? Sure. Will they stop immediately? No, but they'll stop when you get to the other side. Well, Brother Shane, what if my storm is cancer? What if God doesn't heal me? He didn't promise to heal you. He promised to get you to the other side. And even if your storm is cancer, you're not alone in that battle. He has the power to heal, and he may do it here or he may do it over there, but either way, his promise is to get you to the other side, no matter what. How are you going to face life's storm? You can't eliminate them. You can't get enough education to think them away. You can't get enough exercise to fight them away. Storms are coming. And so when they come, fear or faith? Storm or Savior? And so I've shared with you what you ought to know about the storms. And I share with you what you ought to do in the midst of the storm. Remember His promise. Rest in His presence and rely upon His power. And I promise you that if you belong to Him, He's in your ship. He's in your life. And He's going to see that you make it through the storm and get to the other side. That's His promise. And He will be with you no matter what through the storm. He just needs us to be faithful and to trust Him in the midst of it. Father, in Jesus' name, thank You for these times of reflection upon Your Word. Lord, my words hasn't given any encouragement to anybody today, but I believe Your word sure has. Lord, my promises that I make are not any better than I am, but I'm grateful this morning that I've been able to share the promise of Jesus. And God, I thank You that we're sailing. That moment that we gave our life to Jesus, we got on board that old ship of Zion. And sometimes the storms are rough, but we've never been blown off course. Our destination is in sight. And Lord, maybe there's someone here today who's never been saved, and I pray that they would walk down one of these aisles and say, "Preacher, I need to be saved today. I don't want to wait another minute. I need to be saved. I want Jesus with me in the midst of the storm." Lord, maybe there's some here who need a church home, and I pray that if this is where You'd have them, that they would come this morning moving their membership. And Lord, I know that there are some here who are facing and who have faced some very hard storms. And maybe they've been afraid and maybe they've been fearful. But Lord, I pray that today they would turn from that fear, turn from that storm, and renew their faith and renew their trust in You to get them through this storm. That You're with them, Your presence is there, You are the anchor of our soul, and the anchor holds no matter what. And so God, today maybe we just need to come and get before You. We just need to come get before You in the midst of our storm and say, "God, it's all about You. You're in the boat with me, and I know that You're going to get me to the other side." God, this is Your time. May Your will be done in our hearts and lives. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.